I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to this episode of All About Fitness. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip. Now, my quick fit tip episodes are just that, just something for you to think about something you carry over into your exercise, into your fitness program. Today, I'm thinking about what's in a name. And what I mean by that is, what do you call the person who makes you sweat? I've been working in this field for, you know, more than 2 decades now. And actually, the morning I record this, I'm getting ready to head off to the Idea World Fitness Conference up in Anaheim. So you've heard me announce that. You've heard a number of guests on the show the last number of episodes. All of us are going to be speaking at Idea World. And as I'm getting ready for the conference and preparing my sessions and everything, it's been occurring to me, like, what do we call ourselves? Now, you have to take a step back and realize that as an industry, fitness is still relatively young. I mean, we've evolved since the early 1970s, give or take. You know, if you look back at it, the early personal trainers were the bodybuilders in Muscle Beach in LA. You know, you had Arnold Schwarzenegger come out with Pumping Iron in the mid-70s. You had health clubs start to become more popular. And then all of a sudden, you had people to teach other people how to exercise. So it comes down to, what do we call ourselves? Obviously, if you're working one-on-one with people, you're a personal trainer. And this is for consumers. Why this matters to you is you want to make sure you find the best people to give you the best workouts for your needs. And I'll say that again, maybe in a slightly different way. When it comes to working with an exercise instructor, in all honesty, it really doesn't matter what you call them. What matters is that they can coach you, they can guide you, they can instruct you, they can teach you how to move the way your body allows you to move. Now, we all have our own bodies, right? We all have the same basic muscles, the same basic skeletal structures, but each of us moves slightly differently. Our movement is controlled by our nervous system. Our nervous system receives input from the environment around us, and that's how it determines which muscles to activate and which directions to move. So all this to say, you know, this is a little bit of a, you know, I posted this question on my Facebook page, and one of my friends, a previous guest, Jaron Lyles, made the point that this is kind of somewhat of an academic discussion, and I agree wholeheartedly. This becomes somewhat of a ethereal, there's not really much there, but it is kind of an interesting conversation, right? Is what do we call ourselves? Now, obviously, if you're working one-on-one with somebody, that's a personal trainer. And you know, when I write, I always like to have a dictionary. I go to the Oxford Dictionary, the online dictionary. Once upon a time, you'd have a big, thick dictionary next to you and your desk. But now, anytime I want to look at the root of a word, I love looking up meanings of words. And it, you know, as a writer, it gives you new ideas. It helps you be creative. So anytime I'm thinking about a topic, I'll look up the definitions of certain words. So for this topic, I looked up the definition of trainer. A trainer, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is a person who trains people or animals. So a personal trainer is appropriately named. A personal trainer is an individual who works with you one-on-one or maybe in a semi-private setting with maybe up to 2 or 3 people. But a personal trainer is responsible for doing an assessment. That is the number one thing that you should do before you start an exercise program, is do a health assessment to make sure it's okay for you to exercise, and do some sort of movement assessment. A lot of personal trainers will watch you move and say, I know what exercises you should do. And most importantly, based on your movement restrictions, let's stay away from these exercises for now, because until we correct some movement issues, you could get injured. So that's what a trainer does. A trainer does an assessment, they watch you, and they design a program for your individual needs. Done. Now, when it comes to teaching groups, this is where some of the discussion has been. And again, this is academic. It really doesn't matter. But it is something to think about. Is that person in front of a room teaching a room full of 5, 10, 15, 40 people, is that person an instructor or a coach? You know, for years, we've called these people group fitness instructors. You stand up in front of the room and admit it. It doesn't matter how much exercise you do. If I say fitness instructor, group fitness instructor, you immediately think back to the early 80s, leg warmers, the thongs, the silly little headbands, right? You think fitness instructor, you think group aerobics. You think Jane Fonda, you think dance aerobics. But then now that we've had these interval training, you know, Orange Theory has been out for a number of years, CrossFit's been out for a number of years. So for the last maybe 8 or 10 years, we've been calling some instructors coaches. So there's that vernacular. You know, generally, you know, if it's in a group fitness studio in a large gym, those people tend to be called instructors. And then if it's in a box, in like a CrossFit box, or in a studio like Orange Theory Fitness, you know, they call them coaches. Well, here's the interesting, here's a definition of an instructor. Again, this is from Oxford Dictionaries. An instructor is a person who teaches something. That's it. That's not that much of a definition, right? An instructor is a person who teaches something. Then if you take it a step further, a coach. Now, to be fair, Oxford Dictionaries are from, it's a British company, so the first definition of coach is a motor carriage or a bus. Those are those big double-decker things you see running around London. Over there, they call them coaches. That's the first definition in the Oxford Dictionary. The second definition of coach is an instructor in trainer or trainer in sport. So I'll say that again. The second definition of coach, according to Oxford Dictionary, is an instructor or trainer in sport. So I find it interesting that coaching, the definition for coach relates to instruction. So what I think this is, and what I think this means when it comes to fitness, is that if you're taking a class that where the instructor choreographs and plans the class to the beat of music, I'd probably call that person an instructor, group fitness instructor, because they want everybody moving, everybody in the group moving, doing the same movements at the same time. So I think if you choreograph your class, if you plan it to the rhythm of the music, to the beat of the music, I think it's fair we call those people fitness instructors. But I think if you implement a workout, if you guide a workout, if you supervise a workout, and you have music on for the background noise or for motivation or for distraction, but you're sitting there, you're motivating, you're encouraging, you're correcting, then you might be called a coach. And even to take that a step further, I would say a group fitness instructor, for the most part, designs his or own workouts. They follow a format. A lot of times they have to follow a format, like do this, do this, do this. But in each format, they can select their own exercises. Like when I've taught group fitness for Equinox will have a format saying you have to follow, do a push exercise here, do a pull exercise here, do a lower body hinge here, do a lower body single leg here. I get to choose which exercise those are, and I love those formats. So that's where you kind of get a hybrid. That's not to say much. So this quick fit tip is really kind of like what's in a name. What do we call ourselves as fitness professionals? The term fitness professional means anybody who makes you sweat. But within that category, we have one-on-one, we have small group, and we have group training. So obviously, we call one-on-one personal trainers. If you're doing group workouts to the beat of the music, or you're doing choreographed workouts, I'd probably call that person leading that workout a fitness instructor. If you do group workouts where you're slamming, you're going, you're working hard, but you're not moving at the same time as everybody else, and you're not doing it to music, I'd probably say the person leading those workouts are coaches. Does that really make a difference in your life? Who knows? But it's just something to think about. But no matter what, if you're going to go work with somebody today, if you're going to go work with an instructor, with a trainer, with a coach, I don't care. Give that person a high five and say thank you, because they're putting their time and effort into making your life better through exercise. So whatever you want to call us, personally, I don't care. Call me a coach, call me a trainer. I'm fine with that. I'm an instructor as well, but I prefer to think of myself as a coach. I don't know what that means for anything, but I just wanted to put that out there. What you're going to hear about over the next few episodes of All About Fitness is I am interviewing a number of coaches, though. I am interviewing a number of instructors, and a lot of the people I have on this podcast are usually national level, people that are very well known, that are doing different things. But what I want to do is give you a series of interviews with people who are on the job, on the front lines, so you can hear what it's like to be a trainer, a coach, or an instructor from their point of view. So again, I try to make this podcast consumer-friendly, but for consumers, I want you to hear what it takes to become an instructor. I want you to hear what it takes to become a trainer. And by listening to these trainers I'm going to interview, I want you to think about the type of people that you should be working with. If you're looking for an instructor, a trainer, or a coach, listen to these following interviews, and I want you to think about what they say and hear what they say, and think about that when it comes time to looking for that leader who's going to lead your next group fitness workout, who's going to design that next workout for you. That's my quick fit tip of the day. What's in a name? An instructor, a coach, or a trainer? What matters is that you get out and you're active every day. No matter who you work with, one-on-one, in a large group, to music, not to music, just get out there and move. Thanks for stopping by this quick fit tip, and I look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.